edition of the Lions Roar podcast. My name's David Kendra, and this week, highlights from the Lions' trip to Dagenham, a report from the Vixens' long-awaited return to action, and a quick look forward to a six-pointer at the weekend against North Ferriby, plus all the news from around Nethermoor. We'll start off with the highlights from Victoria Road in Dagenham, commentary from Guiseley Radio's southern correspondent Sandy Beeson, and Colin Robertson.
Out towards the edge of the D, picked up by Cassidy. Cassidy sprays it across to the right-hand side. Asamoah on that flank. Now looking to see if he can cut infield, maybe get the ball into the box. Goes down towards the byline, whips one across the face of goal, and it's just wide. I think Cassidy might have had a touch on it, but it's flashed across the face of goal there, and positive stuff there from Guiseley, but it hasn't resulted in anything. It's behind for a goal kick.
I'll tell you what, that's a good sign of intent there from the Lions. Asamoah linking up sort of essentially 1-2 with Jordan Preston. Good cross in, and Cassidy really should have buried that from point blank range, and I think he was embarrassed to miss.
And he certainly was in the game at Nethermoor, but Preston's actually proven himself as likewise at the edge of the area. Shoots and scores! Guiseley have the lead! Jordan Preston took the ball down, cut in field, and blasted it with his right foot into the bottom right hand corner, and the Lions lead here. Dagenham and Redbridge nil, Guiseley won.
Fantastic. Well, Jordan Preston was the man who was brought in on account of his good form recently, and already in the first 10 minutes or so he's looked lively, always looking to cut in from that left hand side, and whereas before he's been spraying it over to the right, this time he found a bit of space and managed to bury it into the far corner past Justin. 1-0 to Guiseley. Fantastic.
There's a big crowd here looking to see Dagenham and Redbridge continue their good recent form. Guiseley though, I've got the better of the early stages and lead by a goal to nil. Jake Lawler now, defensive challenge, up to the halfway line, picked up again by the home side. Ball over the top now, looking to get Whitley involved. He gets the better of Jake Lawler into the box. Connor Brown can't get the challenge in either. Whitley still trying to, still going, goes down to the ground. Referee gives a free kick for a handball from Whitley when he goes to ground. And then Whitley seems to headbutt Connor Brown, and the referee will have a decision here to make because the Guiseley players are incensed. Whitley now being called over. No need to go to his head to Connor Brown. Whether he actually made a connection or not, I very much doubt, but it's a straight red for Corey Whitley, who is sent off for what looked like an apparent, well, headbutt by right under the referee's nose after going down in the challenge. Well, things have got from bad to worse for Dagenham Redbridge, and we lead 1-0 and we're playing 10 men now.
Yeah, it's, this is the ideal start for us.
Guiseley have the ball again. Rooney plays a lovely one to intercept both the defenders. Preston puts it in the back of the net, but the flag has gone up for a free kick against Preston for a tug, apparently on Craig Robson, the captain. Preston apparently did too much in winning the ball between the two defenders. And, well, dearie me, I'm not so convinced about that one. And Walton chips it into the box, laid back here on the edge of the area, in through towards the edge of the six-yard box. Hatfield is closed down by the goalkeeper. Hatfield was through one-on-one with the goalkeeper after a lovely bit of interplay between three or four Guiseley players. Keeper Justin was out very swiftly. It was a very tight angle for Hatfield.
Is this Guiseley though, we're saying? That was some incredible football there to create that opportunity.
Preston chasing a loose ball inside the 18-yard box, which is collected by Maxted's opposite number, and then returned very quickly into the Lions' half. And down this left-hand side, Bucco comes down with the intention of getting another cross into the box. Well blocked by Brown, but only as far as Grant. His first-time cross towards the penalty spot. Oh, it's everyone. And a penalty's been given against Danny Lowe, and I'm not quite sure what for. Did they see a handball in that? Penalty to be taken in injury time in the first half and stoppage time here, and it's going to be delivered and saved by Johnny Maxted. What an afternoon for him. John Maguire Dew struck the penalty and it has been saved by Johnny Maxted. It's still a throw to Dagenham and Redbridge. He dived down to his right. It wasn't the greatest of penalties, and it's been dealt with on this occasion. Hatfield's got the ball now and plays it out to the left-hand side. Preston, can he cut infield into the penalty box? He can. Gets a shot away! 2-0 to Guiseley! Jordan Preston with a thunderbolt! He cut in from the left on his right foot, and he's drilled it right past the goalkeeper with no chance, and the Lions lead. Dagenham and Redbridge 0, Guiseley 2.
Absolutely fantastic again. I mean, you know, we've been saying in this game, guys here just looking so incisive when they go forward. A good driving run from Will Hatfield through the middle, and Jordan Preston, as he has done throughout this game, he's just hanging on the left-hand side. Ball's played into him. He does well to create the space, and we had the perfect line. We were right behind him from here, and we were able to just watch the ball sail beyond just him into the top corner. Terrific goal, almost a carbon copy of the first goal. And 2-0 to Geyser. Can't quite believe it.
Preston cuts in field now, looking for his hat-trick. Plays the ball into the box. Cassidy is onside, but he can't get an angle. He cuts it across. Geyser! Oh, there is a flag up this time inside the six-yard area against Asamoah. But it looked for a moment as though Derek Asamoah was going to convert Geyser's kick. Nonetheless, the goalkeeper actually managed to stop it anyway, which seemed like a very good reaction from Justin. But a nice move again from the Lions. So the Lions now still in defensive mood as Asamoah tries to win the ball from Widdowson. The ball into the box. Hawkins, he's got one. They've got one. And it's a ball from Widdowson. Went upfield, the cross into the box. And there's Oliver Hawkins. And I tell you, this one's not over yet. 90 minutes is maybe up, but into stoppage time. It's now Dagenham and Redbridge 1, Geyser 2.
Yeah, well, I think it's just the defence switching off there. He was well clear in the centre, Ollie Hawkins. Good ball in to find him, but far too much space, and he's just put it past Max. Then he'll be bitterly disappointed that his brilliant performance hasn't got the clean sheet it deserves. Does he need to hold on now?
Tense. As the whistles from the away fans ring out. Nobody else is too keen to see this game finish yet. Referee looks at his watch, blows his whistle. What a huge 3 points that is for Geyser. What a huge 3 points that is for our season. Dagenham and Redbridge 1, Geyser 2. What a game we've had here this afternoon. Jordan Preston with 2 goals, a first on 12 minutes. Gave us the lead, but we clung on and held on to it, despite the fact that Dagenham and Redbridge were pulled down to 10 men when and Corey Whitley was sent off for a headbutt on Connor Brown in the first half. And then into the second, into the dying embers of the first half, Jordan Maguire drew, had the chance to equalise from the penalty. Brilliant save from Johnny Maxted. Into the second, Jordan Preston got us a second goal on 52. Another cut infield, another brilliant strike with his right foot. And as he then conceded late on when Oliver Hawkins converted after a great cross from Joe Widdowson. It was never comfortable despite playing 10 men for most of the game, but Geyser have ground out a massive victory here against the team in second in the Vanarama National League. One of those teams you think could be playing and should be playing league football again next year. It's finished here. Listen to this. Dagenham and Redbridge 1, Geyser 2. Convincing performance from Lions. You must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, I mean, any 3 points are good at this level, in this league. You know, it's a tough league. As you say, Dagenham, a good side, they are where they are. On the other hand, you know, we concentrate on what we're about, and you know, we prepare in the right manner. And you know, at times I thought we were outstanding today. I've been beaten on about it's a squad game, and spoke to all the lads in there, and it's hard sometimes when lads aren't playing that, to believe that you are going to give people chances. And I'd just like to mention obviously Jordan Preston today, because you know, he's got bags of ability, he's got loads to learn in the game. He knows that, he knows what I mean by that, and but he's proven today what he adds to the squad. And you know, for me, he could have got a few more, and there were, you know, a few decisions went against him that I thought were mind-boggling, really. But you know, he believes in his own ability. I believe in his ability. The rest of the lads believe in his ability, and also everybody in that changing room. They've bought into something that, you know, it gives us a chance, and hopefully we can keep that going and do the right things day in, day out, like I keep saying. Yeah, go on about our standards, and the lads keep setting new standards, and that's good. That's good. It keeps us driving on, and we're just enjoying the football at the minute.
Game obviously had a major turning point when they were reduced to 10 men, but even before that first opening spell, we were dominant. Do you think the fact that we've played a team that were reduced to 10 men helped us, or indeed in some point hindered us in part in today's game?
It sometimes can hinder you. You go away from what you're good at, just purely because shapes change, and you know, I said in there that we can't. I thought, to be fair, on the whole, we were good in handling that, because sometimes it's a difficult thing when the team goes down, when you've been so dominant in the first sort of period. But yeah, I thought on the whole they handled it quite well. Disappointing to concede, like to keep a clean sheet. You know, they were a hell of a shift out there, even though, you know, fair play to Dagenham. They kept coming at us, and their lads put a great shift in as well, which made our lads work very, very hard, and our lads certainly did and stepped up to the mark, and there's tired bodies in there, and that's good. It's a difficult place to come, and but like I said, we know what we're about, and that's all that's important to us.
Mm-hmm. And we've beaten the top two teams now in this division, in different league games now. It's going to make people step up, stop and take notice of guys. Did that make our task harder going into the final run-in for this challenge to get out of the relegation scrap?
To be fair, I hope people do make it harder for us. I'm asking our guys to step up to the plate, when, you know, and we know what we've got in our changing room, and we know what we've got in our in squad as a whole, and they thrive on that in there. You can see it, you know, look in their eyes, and they're enjoying it. They're enjoying the challenges, and that's good. And it's great to be obviously manager of a group of lads like that. So yeah, we've got a lot of work to do, and we'll keep going, keep working hard, and like I say, keep trying to drive the standards, and hopefully we'll achieve our goals.
Adam Lockwood there speaking to Colin after the Lions 2-1 win, an unexpected but tremendously welcome 3 points on the road. The Academy under-19s were in action this week at Nethermore, taking on Halifax, unfortunately falling behind on 15 minutes before the visitors doubled their advantage 2 minutes into the second half. Scott Smith's late strike gave the Academy hope, but time was against them and Halifax ran out 2-1 winners. After a long layoff from league action, Guiseley Vixens returned from Morecambe with all 3 points from a 5-2 away win. Goals from Liv Thackeray, Deb Hastings, Emily Scott and Chantelle O'Hara securing the win to leave the Vixens just 1 point off the top spot with a humongous 5 games in hand. The rust showed in the first 20 minutes when Morecambe capitalised with 2 counter-attacks, Becky Whittingham and Emma Kay scoring their goals. Thackeray went close on the half-hour mark when a long effort dipped and hit the post. 10 minutes later, her shot on goal was deflected into the net to halve the deficit. On the stroke of half-time, Thackeray did it again, dipping a ball under the crossbar to pull it level going into the break. The second half was played in stark contrast to the first. Deb Hastings, on her debut, fizzed in a shot from just outside the box, which kissed the inside of the post on the way in to put the Vixens ahead for the first time in the game. And with the score at 3-2, Beth Seisman dealt smartly with a one-on-one, stopping the striker from advancing further forward. A goal at that stage could have swung the momentum either way. On the hour mark, Emily Scott made her long-awaited return to action after a 4-month spell on the sidelines through injury. O'Hara gave the Vixens breathing room when she bent a long-range free kick into the top corner, and just 4 minutes later, Scott tapped the ball over the line to put the game to bed and get a goal to mark her return to action. Oliver Coulthard spoke to Glenn Preston and Kyle O'Reilly after the game.
Started off the game pretty slow by our standards. Went 2-0 down. What were your feelings?
I was worried, to be honest with you. We definitely didn't come out of the traps as we needed to. We looked like a side that hadn't played football in a long time. I thought Morecambe started really well, full credit to them. So I was definitely nervous at 2-0. We were starting to think, is this not going to be our day? But 25 minutes in, I felt the players started to get up to the speed of the game, and they suddenly showed their dominance. And as soon as we raised our intensity, I think we were unstoppable from that point. As soon as it got to 2-1, I felt pretty confident from that point onwards that we would get back in the game and hopefully get the 3 points.
Went in at half-time drawing 2-2. What was it at half time to make them put out a much stronger performance in the second half?
I mean, we sort of alluded to the fact that we'd found the recipe to win the game. The last 20 minutes we were so dominant, but it was borne around from our intensity to win the ball back. We were playing them off the park and dominating possession throughout most of the match, but it was more of a case of when we lost it and play broke down, could we then, you know, win it back and start attacks higher up the pitch? And so that was what we really drew to him. We can pick up on little technical things that we asked little players here and there to do, but that was the main one: increase the intensity, put the pressure on, provoke mistakes, and we'll win this game. And I think that's what the players did out there in the second half.
Emily Scott made a return, scored. Dev Hastings on the debut, scored. How are you feeling about them too?
It's brilliant. It's Scotty's had a tough 15 weeks or so. So for her to come back in, get a goal, and a good performance from her as well, it really is massive. She's been frustrated, but she's stuck with it. She's supported us for practically every game that she's been away. She's been at stand, she's been at training. So she's been ever present despite not playing. And I'm so chuffed for her to get a goal. And then Deb scoring in her debut. A good performance, I think. Yeah, she grew in that game. The more it went on, and a goal well deserved. She took it really, really well. So yeah, chuffed a bit for that.
And it now looks like a two-horse race for the title and promotion.
It's on our understanding that Feds have drawn and Chorley have lost. So I think it'll be difficult for those two teams now. I wouldn't say it's completely over for them, but I think it's going to be difficult for them, providing we do our jobs properly. In terms of Hull, they're a quality side. We watched them play the other week. They were very, very good. We've got to keep looking over our shoulder, but if we produce the performances that we need to, they're going to be relying on us really messing up big time.
On Saturday 25th of February, between 1:30 and kick-off before the North Ferriby game, Marty Bishop, along with friends and family, will be selling cakes and buns to raise funds for Cardiomyopathy UK, a condition that Marty was diagnosed with before birth. Marty's family have set up a cause called Marty's Penny Bank, and under this title we raise vital funds and awareness for Cardiomyopathy UK, and a smaller percentage goes to Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital, where Marty is an outpatient under their specialist watchful eye. Marty was born on the 29th of June 2010 and is defying his prognosis and diagnosis, leading a normal life of a happy six-year-old. For non-supporters, the cakes and buns will be on sale at the cricket side of the clubhouse from 1:30 to 2:15. But if you listen to this, there's a very good chance you are a supporter, so they will be available inside the clubhouse near to the club shop. That's on Saturday, 25th of February, before kick-off of the Ferriby game. North Ferriby United visit Nethermoor Park on Saturday as the Lions look to continue their good form. Following two late goals in the last two home fixtures, Adam Lockwood's Chargers ran out 2-1 winners at Dagenham and Redbridge on Saturday. The home unbeaten run now stretches to 10 matches with no defeats since last September. North Ferriby, on the other hand, have lost their last four matches, including a 1-0 defeat on Tuesday night to Lincoln City. However, the Village's two wins in 2017 have both come on the road, including a 4-2 victory at Southport last month. John Rooney has enjoyed two wins in his first two games, and he hopes that winning run can continue, particularly at Nethermoor. When asked about aims for the season, our number 10 said, "Staying up, that's the main aim. We need to keep winning games, keep picking up points to take us away from that relegation zone." And he can thank me any time he likes for me not trying to do his accent. Guiseley Radio will bring you full coverage of Guiseley versus North Ferriby if you're unable to get to Nethermoor, of course. But if you can get to Nethermoor, you're in for a relegation six-pointer, the very definition of a relegation six-pointer. Kick-off at 3 p.m. Guiseley Radio will be on air from about 2:45. And that's your lot for another episode of The Lions Roar. Thanks for downloading us. Don't forget, you can like, share and subscribe through the Audio Boom pages. Also, you can join us on Twitter at Guiseley Radio. And if you want live match coverage, Guiseley Radio is on mixlr.com/Guiseley Radio. You can join us on the chat room there during the game. Give us your thoughts, opinions and general abuse. We're ready for you. Guiseley will next play, obviously, on Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. against North Ferriby United. It's an absolute must win for both the hosts and the visitors as well, to be fair. So it should be a cracking game. We hope to see as many of you as possible there. If not, join us, as I say, on mixlr.com/Guiseley Radio. Thanks for downloading, and we'll see you soon.